Thank you. Bible. The Holy Spirit is the central inspiration of the Scriptures, is that of the Bible. The Spirit of the Bible were given initially added along by the Spirit which inspired them, so that their words were not their own. The Word of God being the proof, Psalm 17:17, and providing the gift of correction, which is the greatest of that. It's not surprising that with music, it's impossible for proof terms. The prophet Jeremiah says that much of the reasons of truth are for the Word God inspired him with. And so he not only God, but for the type of words which he was given. But the second writing of God's words is the result of God's will rather than merely desire. He was carried along by the Holy Spirit, so he had no choice in God. I have an indication that everyone mocks me. And I'll say, I will not make prisoner in God's name nor in his name, but his breath was in my heart. I am burning fire, I was walking off burning, and I was weary with holding it back. Jeremiah 20, verses 7 and 9. So, it describes this idea of the Bible writing being carried along the same Greek word used in Acts 27 and 17 and 27 about the ship being driven by the wind, casting to the shore. Matthew 2, verse 7 follows the previous fire prophets can't be stopped from thinking of the word. Because God's Spirit is in common with the Father's constraint. Those men are truly carried along. Likewise, when Balaam was beginning to carry the law, the Spirit of God brings him to be able to bring him on the moon's bed. But the word of faith of Paul is changed. He comes to distinct from God's word. Yes, I can see the sense of the Lord's letter, but the fact is that nothing is in vain. So one of the ones that was in the letter was how it was trained for them. By the Holy Spirit inspiring him. There's a rising number of them who feel that God is inspired to speak his word, and to carry it to the reluctance to do so. In the midst of the passage, Moses has to fall in his hand. Jeremiah 1, verse 3. Ezekiel, Ezekiel 3, verse 14. Jeremiah 1, verse 2 and 3. Paul, chapter 15, verse 1. These men were only partially responsible,
we don't have access to the Spirit of the Word of God. People don't know when we walk the Word of God, they follow the previous testimony of the Bible, and they turn the thing into inspiration. Otherwise, the prophet would not have been God's word in purity. And our presence of God's word is completely yours, provides us with more motivation to read the Word of God. Your word is going pure, therefore, you also have got it.
Thank you.
we look to it, John 4, chapter 4, and God in His Word, the Word of Water, that everything from the beginning of His Word, but His Word, therefore, is that text too. Our attitude to God's Word is our attitude to Him. Because that Word is true, therefore we know it. Psalm 119, verse 11, verse 14. When we walk the Word of God, describing God's Word, John 2, verse 4, this is prayer to regain us directly for the powerful practical effects. And just by the way, this is the restoring power of God's Word. As God's Spirit, in the powerful energy of His mind, the world's information before that, to the power of our energy of second third thoughts, this is the perspective that His Spirit works with not just the second of His mind, but also a dynamic power in that Word. The penetration is able that power to make it easier to make use of it. He believes that in practical discussion, He is doing that to be overcome by our knowledge and obedience to God's Word, who will give us the power which we need to accelerate out of the small things of this life, the Lord helps us with. After your experience of this, Paul writes, I am not ashamed of the gospel, the word of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, and the words of truth. Luke 1, verse 7, talks on the same theme. No word of God shall be void of power. Spirit. What we study, the divine power is the power of dynamic process. It's quite unrelated to all the theories of power that are in the theology. And your consideration is still good for charity. Whereby a few passages are written in culture, but no one could make to understand or apply them. The Word of God is tough and real and powerful. The Word of God's help, Hebrews 4, verses 12, 1 verse 3. The Word of God, dynamically works also in you to believe. Through the Word, God is actively at work in the minds of children who use every hour of the day. The gospel, which we are learning, is therefore the true power of God. If you allow it to do so, it can work in your life and change you into a child of God. So the spirit or mind of God to some degree, even in this life, preparing you for the change of God's physical nature, which will come at Christ's return, in this one verse 4. Paul's preaching was in demonstration of the Spirit and the thought of the 1 Corinthians 2 verse 4. Our approach is not by will. You don't believe the life of that, do you? As we were saying before, and this kind of preaching, the preaching of the cross is to them the very foolishness of the Lord, which shall save you, is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. Bearing this in mind, can't we hold the Bible in our hands with the celebrated letter of His thought? And read it with them or even have to understand it as well? It's the gift of God's people, His Word. The Bible writers not only recognize that they were inspired, but they also take the other Bible writers to some extent. The Lord Jesus is preeminent in this, when Jesus quoted from the Psalms of David, he prefaced it with the word ended in spirit, as we said 2:43. Showing his recognition of the fact that David's words were inspired. He can also say that Moses' writings, John 5, 45 and 47, say that he believed Moses writing only written in Pentateuch. Sometimes I think it's a doubt when the Moses was right. But the attitude of Christ clearly contradicts their approach. He called Moses writing the commandment of God, Mark 7, verses 81. It's also common that much of the Old Testament is Greek. But he didn't call them thinking of such. Jesus died for the good of Shiva and then accepted his own fact. Matthew 12, verse 42. He didn't say, how the story goes about the good of Shiva. The attitude of the apostles was identical to that of their Lord. Thank you.